This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of 28 prematurely born babies evacuated from Gaza's biggest hospital were taken into Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday. About 240 hostages were taken during a deadly cross-border rampage into Israel by Hamas militants on October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the Palestinian territory to target Hamas. About 1,200 people, mostly civilians, were killed in the Hamas assault. According to Israeli tallies, the deadliest day in Israel's 75-year-old history. Since then, Gaza's Hamas-run government said at least 13,300 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 5,600 children and 3,550 women by unrelenting Israeli bombardment. The United Nations says two-thirds of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been made homeless.
We are witnessing a killing of civilians that is unparalleled and unprecedented in any conflict since I am Secretary General.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The head of the U.S. Defense Department is making a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a new U.S. aid package.
Another $100 million drawdown.
Including air defense munitions and another HIMARS system. Some European nations have scaled back support for Ukraine, and the U.S. is stretched thin amid support for Israel and a fight in Congress over more money for Kyiv.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. This is